Of our sermon this morning is Seeing as the Lord Sees. Permit me to read just a small section of the passage just read. Now the Lord said to Samuel, I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king from among his sons. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem, and Jesse brought his sons before Samuel. And so it was when they came, Samuel looked at Eliab and said, surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look upon his appearance or physical stature, for I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
耶和华对撒母耳说，你将膏油盛满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒的人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。撒母耳就照耶和华的话去行，到了伯利恒。他们来的时候，撒母耳看见伊利亚，就心里说，耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。耶和华却对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
Again, our title is Seeing as the Lord Sees.
那我们今天布道的题目是见神之所见。
How's your eyesight?
你的视力怎么样呢？
Do you wear glasses?
你戴眼镜吗？
Have you had your eyes examined lately by an eye doctor?
你最近有没有做过视力检查呢？
How do you Chinese people see Caucasian people?
作为中国人，你们如何看待西人呢？
What do you see when you look at them?
当你看见他们的时候，你又看到了什么？
How do you Caucasian people see Chinese people?
而作为西人，你们又如何看待中国人呢？
What do you see when you look at them?
当你看见他们的时候，你又看到了什么？
How do each of us see people outside the church?
而作为基督徒，我们又如何看待那些非基督徒呢？
Whatever race they are.
不论他们的种族是什么。
How do you see yourself?
而你又是如何看你自己的呢？
Our sermon text from today has told us it's time for each of us to have an eye exam.
而我们今天就是要告诉大家说，我们在座的每一位都需要做一次视力检查了。
We need this exam so we can see as the Lord sees.
因为只有这样，我们才能够如神一样见神之所见。
In the story of David's selection to be king of Israel, we see an important difference between the way we look at people and the way God sees us.
在大卫被选作以色列国王，以色列的第二个国王的故事中，我们可以看到，我们看待自己与他人的方式，与神看待他人的方式有着截然的不同。
From our text again, the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks in the heart.
正如我们今天的经文所说的。因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，而耶和华是看内心。
The prophet Samuel had been called by God to choose a new king because the first king Saul had failed.
先知撒母耳应神的话，要去油膏一位新的君王，因为第一位君王扫罗违背了神。
God revealed to Samuel that he should go to Bethlehem.To the house of a man called Jesse.
神告诉撒母耳说，到伯利恒耶西的家里去。
One of Jesse's sons would become the new king.
耶西的一个儿子将会成为新的君王。
And all of the sons were paraded before Samuel.
耶西的儿子一个一个的来到了撒母耳的面前。
The first son stood before Samuel, and Samuel thought, Ah, this strong, handsome one, he must be the new king.
当耶西的第一个儿子伊利亚站在撒母耳的面前时，撒母耳心里说，这位高大强壮英俊的年轻人一定是神所拣选的。
But God said, No, you're only looking at the outward appearance. I am looking into his heart. This is not the one.
然而神却对撒母耳说，你只是看他的外表，而我是看他的内心，他不是我拣选的人。
One by one, the sons were brought out.But none of them were chosen.
耶西的儿子一个个的走过去了，却都没有被选中。
Samuel asked Jesse, "Do you have any other sons?"
撒母耳问耶西说，你还有其他的儿子吗？
Oh, he said, "There's one more."
耶西说，是还有一个。
But he is so young and so little.
然而他年纪尚小。
Have you ever noticed?How we older people have a tendency to devalue the potential of young people?
不知道大家是不是注意到，我们这些上年纪的人是不是很容易低估年轻人的潜力？
Even Jesse David's father devalued him because he was the youngest and the smallest and the weakest.
就连大卫的父亲耶西也低估了大卫。因为大卫是兄弟中最年幼、最弱小的一个。
How many times have people been devalued because of their age, or their size, or their race, or their skin color, or their appearance?
又有多少次一个人会因为他的年纪、个头、种族、肤色？甚至外表而被人低估呢？
This happens everywhere in life.
而这在我们的生活中随时可见。
At school, at work, in sports, and even in the church.
无论是在学校、在工作的岗位、在运动会上，甚至在我们的教会里，也会随时的发生。
It's easy to look at a person's clothing.Or the kind of car they drive, or the kind of house they live in, and decide by outward appearances, this is who that person really is.
当然，从一个人的服装、座驾、住址或者他的外表来评断一个人是很容易的。
Rather than looking into a person's heart and seeing who they really are.
远远要比深入一个人的内心去了解这个人容易得多。
The Lord was right when he said to Samuel, so often we just look at the outward appearance of a person.
神对撒母耳说，我们人常常只看人的外表是非常正确的。
Is there something we can learn by the way God sees us?
那我们又能从神看我们的方式中学到些什么呢？
God saw David's heart, and what God saw made him choose David to be king.
神看到了大卫的内心，并在大卫身上看到了一个作为君王的必备的品质。
In the Bible, David is called a man after God's own heart.
在圣经中，大卫被称为寻求神心意的人。
Why is this?
为什么呢？
Let's take a look at just two stories from David's life, and we'll understand.
让我们来听一听大卫一生中的两个故事，来看一看我们是否能够得到一些启示。
One of the most familiar stories of David is his battle with the Philistine giant Goliath.
而我们所知道的著名的故事之一，就是大卫与非利士族巨人哥利亚的战斗。
When we see someone involved in a challenging encounter, or an athlete in an event which is beyond their ability, sometimes we say, he's got heart.
当我们看到一个人 面临挑战，或者一个运动员在运动会上挑战自己的极限时，我们会说他很有勇气。
Or when you and I face a great difficulty, sometimes people say to us, you've got to have heart.
又或者当我们自己面临巨大的困难时，人们会对我们说，你要坚持，有勇气，不气馁。
David had heart.
大卫很有勇气。
He had confidence in himself, but more important than that, he had confidence in his God.
大卫非常的自信，而更重要的是，他相信神。
And here's something funny in the Bible passage.
然而可笑的是，
David's brothers and all the other men of Israel were hiding in fear because of the giant Goliath. But at the same time, they were making fun of little David.
虽然大卫的哥哥们以及以色列的其他男人因为害怕巨人哥利亚而躲了起来，可是他们同时却在嘲笑大卫。
They made fun of him because of his small size, because of his youth, and because of his confidence in God.
他们嘲笑大卫个头矮小，年纪又小，嘲笑他的自不量力，并嘲笑他对自己及对神的盲目自信。
But the giant Goliath also underestimated David because of his outward appearance.
就连巨人哥利亚也因为大卫的外貌而低估了他。
The giant yelled across the field of battle, "Come here, boy, and I'll feed you to the birds."
巨人哥利亚在战场的另一头大声地喊道，来吧，小子，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟吃。
But David was not intimidated.
然而大卫却没有被吓到。
David said to Goliath,
大卫对哥利亚说，
I come against you in the name of the Lord. The Lord will deliver you into my hand.
我来攻击你，是靠万军之耶和华的名。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里。
And we know the rest of the story, how David, little David, killed the giant Goliath.
当然，我们都知道故事的结局，那就是幼小的大卫杀死了巨人哥利亚。
I believe it still must bring a smile to God's face when he sees a person like you or like me face some big challenge in life, and instead of putting our faith in ourselves, we put our faith and confidence in him.
我坚定地相信，当神看见像你我这样弱小的人面对生活中的困难，不是相信自己，而是相信和依靠神会带给我们胜利时，神的心依然会欢欣雀跃。
Now you've heard people say to others who are facing a big challenge, you don't have a prayer.
我们一定都曾听过别人这样对那些面临困难的人说，你没有祷告。
But the child of God, knowing that's all they had, received in prayer a victory from God.
然而作为神的儿女，我们知道我们在我们所有的祷告中，只有我们所需的才能借着祷告从神那里得着。
Trusting and leaning upon God in difficult times makes us a person like David, a person after God's own heart.
在困难时相信并依靠神，让我们成为像大卫一样寻求神心意的人。
But David's heart was not always right with God.
当然，大卫的心也并不是时刻与神在一起的。
A second story, by the way we know David, is a story of David and a woman named Bathsheba.
我们了解大卫的第二个故事，那就是大卫与巴撒巴的故事。
Briefly told, King David uses his power as a king to commit adultery and murder.
简单的说，就是大卫利用自己作为国王的职位，犯了谋杀与奸淫的两项罪名。
He arranged for a man named Uriah to be killed in a military battle so he could take Uriah's wife, Bathsheba.
他设计让乌利亚在战场上被杀死，并霸占了乌利亚的妻子巴撒巴。
And God sent the prophet Nathan to confront David with these terrible sins.
神派先知 Nathan 来指控大卫的罪行。
David repented for his sins and asked God to restore his relationship with him.
大卫承认了自己的罪，并恳求神的宽恕，希望与神恢复关系。
There were consequences because of David's actions.
虽然大卫的言行造成了后果，
but God granted him forgiveness.
然而神还是宽恕了大卫。
Now if all we see is outward appearances, we might say this about David.
如果我们只是看外表的话，我们可能会这样说大卫。
If all we see is outward appearances, we might say he should be condemned. No one should get away with something like that.
如果我们只是看外表的话，我们会说他应当被定罪，没有人犯了这样的罪还可以得以逃脱。
How easy it is for us to condemn people who have sinned or who have made terrible mistakes.
是的，因为过错或罪过来惩罚一个人是非常容易的。
But do you know one big reason some people stay away from the church today is because of condemning and unforgiving church people.
然而，不知道大家是不是知道，如今许多人远离教会的一个重要原因，那就是因为我们教会中有一些不肯原谅人、爱定人罪的教友们。
But for those who are willing to look beyond just the outward appearance, for those who are willing to look into the heart as God looks, we see in David a symbol of hope.
然而，如果我们愿意不再只是看人的外表，而是如神一样深入一个人的内心，那我们就会在大卫的身上看到希望的象征。
David is a symbol for hope for all of us in our sins and our failures.
大卫是我们这些充满失败、充满罪恶的人的希望的象征。
David was still a man after God's own heart because he asked forgiveness for his sins and turned back to his Lord.
大卫依然是寻求神心意的人，因为作为罪人，他谦卑诚恳地承认了自己的罪，并寻求神的宽恕。
And David's Lord looked into David's heart and saw him clearly.
然而，大卫的神清清楚楚地看到了他。
He saw him clearly.And he loved him dearly.
他清清楚楚地看到了大卫，并深深地喜爱他。
My friends, when our Lord Jesus hung upon Calvary's cross, he saw us clearly.
朋友们，当我们的主耶稣基督被挂在卡尔加里的十字架上时，他清清楚楚地看清了我们。
Dying upon that cross, our Lord did not just look at our outward appearance.
在他将要死在十字架上之前，他看清楚了我们，并不是只看到了我们的外表。
Our outward appearance is the one we wear to church every Sunday.
而我们的外表呢，是我们在每个礼拜天来教会崇拜时的表象。
People ask us, How are you? And we quickly say, I'm just fine.
别人会问我们说你怎么样？我们会很快地回答说我很好。
We think in our heads, I can fool anybody here.
然而我们的心里却在说，我可以蒙骗这里的每一个人。
No one knows how I really am and what I have really done.
没有人真正知道我怎么样。而我又做过些什么?
But our Lord Jesus clearly sees us for who we are.
然而，我们的主耶稣基督清清楚楚地知道我们是罪人。
We cannot fool him.
我们无法欺骗他。
He sees us clearly, and he still loves us.
他清清楚楚地看清了我们，然而他依然地爱我们。
And he has loved us all the way to the cross.
他是如此地爱我们，直到生命的尽头。
All the way to his own death for us.
耶稣爱我们，直到生命的尽头。
On that cross, he paid for all of our sins.
在那个十字架上，耶稣为我们的罪付出了代价。
Thank God that He still clearly sees sinners like you and me and David, and He loves us still.
感谢我们的神，因为他虽然清楚地知道，不论是你、我还是大卫，我们都是罪人，然而他依然深爱我们。
Regarding David.God told Samuel these words.
关于大卫，神是这样告诉撒母耳的。
The Lord sees not as man sees. Man only looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks in the heart.
耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，而耶和华是看内心。
May God grant us a heart so filled with His love that we will not look at others just at their outward appearance.
愿神能赐给我们一颗充满神的爱的心，让我们能够不再只从人的外表来评断一个人。
May God grant us eyes to see all others as He sees them, as His precious children.
愿神明亮我们的双眼，让我们能够看待他人如神自己看待我们一样。
This is our prayer as Chinese and Caucasian brothers and sisters in Christ.
愿我们对待所有的人都如神对待他自己的儿女一样，都是他宝贵的蒙宽恕的儿女。这就是我们今天所有中英文部主内兄弟姐妹的祷告。
And here's our prayer.
这就是我们的祷告。
That we would all see as the Lord sees.
愿我们在座的每一位人都能如神耶和华一样的看人。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。